From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 11th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the Greene County Public Health Department's forum to discuss the continuing opioid epidemic sweeping the county. The program was held at the Hermance Memorial Library in Coxsackie on December the 5th. Senior public health educator Jillian DePerma said Greene County ranks second in the state in the number of heroin overdose deaths, third in the number of opioid overdose deaths, and ninth in the number of hospital visits for opioid-related overdoses statewide. Programs available in Columbia and Greene counties include the Mobile Crisis Assessment Team from the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene Counties and the Chatham Cares for You program, which allows people struggling with addiction to surrender their drugs to the police and get placed in a recovery program without fear of arrest. In Greene County, the Medication Take-Back program provides a way for people to drop off old or excess medication and use syringes at eight different kiosks located throughout the county. In 2016, 2,000 pounds of sharp waste, including hypodermic needles, were collected, DePerna said. Law enforcement, school counselors, and others who have been affected by the opioid epidemic attended the forum. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting that Price Chopper and Market 32 supermarkets have issued a voluntary recall of pre-sliced and pre-packaged grab-and-go Price Chopper marinated roast beef. It is being recalled because it contains soy, a known allergen, which is not listed on the ingredient label. There is no health risk for anyone without a soy allergy. Customers who have an affected product may return it to their local Price Chopper Market 32 for a full refund. The company said many of the customers who purchased these items have already been contacted through the company's soundbite notification program. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Daily Freeman is reporting the Hudson Valley Agribusiness Development Corporation has received $100,000 in federal aid through the U.S. Economic Development Administration. That funding will be used to provide technical assistance for the organization's Farm and Food Funding Accelerator Program. The program aids farmers and food entrepreneurs in developing the skills to scale their business through an intensive mentoring and training. Mentors help producers expand their capacity to meet demand for local foods in places like the New York City metropolitan region. The Hudson-based nonprofit works to enhance the agricultural industry throughout the Hudson Valley. The Times Union is reporting the mayor of Gloversville, Dayton J. King, has been charged with official misconduct for allegedly using information from his election opponent's personal file. According to police, King, 39, allegedly reviewed the personal file of his opponent in the race for mayor, a Gloversville city employee, and then released the information on the air during a debate on a local radio station. King is scheduled to be in the town of Johnstown court on December the 20th. In November, King was reelected over William Roback Jr. Roback defeated King in the Republican primary. King ran on the conservative line in the general election. And finally, Dan Goldberg is reporting at Politico New York, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has informed the state budget office that if Congress does not fund the cost-sharing reduction program, the federal government will halt payments for a portion of New York's essential or basic health plan. The action would create a nearly $1 billion hole in the state budget next year and impact the last quarter of the current budget year as well. The Essential Plan provides low-cost health insurance to residents who earn less than twice the federal poverty level. It is a creation of the Affordable Care Act and funded, in part, with money from the cost-sharing reduction program, which President Donald Trump stopped paying for in October. Contracts with insurance companies for 2018 already have been signed, so the state is on the hook to pay insurers for the plan. Kathy Shore, a senior vice president with Greater New York Hospital Association, said, and I quote, "It's a very big deal. Obviously, that program is very important," end quote. You can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of snow showers before noon today. It will be partly sunny with a high near 35 degrees. There will be snow overnight with an accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible and a temperature low around 23 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, snow with a high near 34 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 14. And on Wednesday, scattered snow showers, partly sunny with a high near 23 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 11. The sun rose this morning at 7:15 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:21 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 11th day of December 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.